Hello and welcome to the Slovak Snapshots podcast created by Aktuality.sk. My name is Zorislav Poliak and I'm bringing you the most captivating and important stories from across Slovakia. Each week we'll dive into the headlines that matter, from breaking news to heartwarming stories. So, whether you're local or a global listener interested in Slovakia, we got you covered. It is March 23rd and you are listening to the Slovak Snapshots podcast. Today is presidential election day in Slovakia, so in addition to the classic news overview, we will bring you a look at the roles of the president of the Slovak Republic, the method of election and the history of our presidents. Presidential elections are a key moment in the political life of a country when citizens decide on the person who will lead the state. The office of the President of the Slovak Republic is more than just ceremonial. While it is true that most executive power rests with the government, the President has important powers and duties under the constitutional system. His mandate lasts for 5 years and he can be re-elected only once in office. The president is the head of the state, represents Slovakia externally, appoints and dismisses the prime minister and, on his proposal, other members of the government. He has the right to veto laws passed by the National Council of the Slovak Republic, which he can return to the parliament for reconsideration. In addition, he is commander-in-chief of the armed forces and has the power to grant pardons. The president appoints and dismisses the heads of the central organs, senior state officials and other officials established by law, appoints and dismisses rectors of universities, appoints university professors and appoints and promotes generals. President shall be directly elected by universal, equal and secret ballot in 2 rounds. The 2 candidates with the highest number of votes shall advance the second round. It is theoretically possible for the president to be elected in the first round, but he would have to win more than half of all the inhabitants of Slovakia with the right to vote. Such a thing has never happened in the history of the Slovak Republic. Let us now recall all the presidents of the independent Slovak Republic and a few significant moments from their presidencies. The first president of the independent Slovak Republic was Michal Kováč, who held office from 1993 to 1998. Kováč was the only president elected indirectly by the Slovak parliament. His presidency was marked by the building of a new state institutions and foreign policy recognition of Slovakia. However, Kováč found himself in a sharp conflict with the prime minister Vladimír Mečiar, which resulted in a political crisis and tensions, including the kidnapping of his own son by Slovak Information Service. His mandate is remembered for his efforts to preserve democratic principles and the rule of law at a time when Slovakia was becoming internationally isolated. Rudolf Schuster was the first directly elected president of Slovakia, serving from 1999 to 2004. His tenure focused on Slovakia's integration into European Union and NATO, which was completed shortly after he left the office. However, Schuster's presidential career was tainted by criticism for his alleged inactivity and instances where he seemed to focus more on the form than the substance of the presidency.
Thank you.
Ivan Gašparović, the first and so far the only president to serve two consecutive terms, from 2004 to 2014. His presidency is associated with political stability and the continued integration of Slovakia into European and transatlantic structures. His biggest scandal is the non-appointment of Attorney General Jozef Čentéš, who was validly elected by the parliament. The Constitutional Court recognized that this was an unconstitutional procedure. Otherwise, he has had a quiet period and considers himself the president of the Smer party. Andrej Kiska was serving Slovakia as a president from 2014 to 2019. His presidency was marked by strong support for civil society, criticism of corruption, and advocacy for strengthening the rule of law. Kiska was active in communication with citizens and acted as a counterpoint to government policies, especially in the areas of rule of law and corruption. Andrej Kiska was the first to defeat Robert Fico when they faced each other in the second round of the presidential elections. Fico never forgot this, and Kiska's mandate was accompanied by constant conflict with the government. Zuzana Čaputová is the president of Slovakia as of 2019. Her presidency has been characterized by a strong importance of environmental protection, minority rights and the promotion of European values. Čaputová's term in office has been varied, having seen and appointed more governments in 5 years than Ivan Gašparović did in 10 years. The first prime minister was Peter Pellegrini. Later, she appointed the government of Igor Matovič, Eduard Heger, the civil servant government, and late last year another government of Robert Fico. She was the first president in history to appoint the civil servant government. Its prime minister was Ľudovít Ódor. Each of the presidents uniquely influenced Slovak politics and society, responding to the challenges of their time. From building the foundations of independent state, through integration into Euro-Atlantic structures, to modern challenges such as corruption, the environmental crisis, and the need to strengthen democracy. Today is the first round of the presidential election, and Slovakia will choose its final candidates. We will inform you about the results next week. Bear attack in town center of Liptovský Mikuláš. The brown bear was moving around Liptovský Mikuláš. Residents saw him in the town center and near the shopping center. Firefighters, police and paramedics intervened. The bear eventually left the residential area. The city is asking the state to address the bear problem and has declared a state of emergency, asking residents to be cautious. A crisis staff meeting was held after the incident. A total of 5 people were injured and all were released for home treatment. The crisis staff dealt with safety and dealing with bears, which are becoming a problem. The Ministry of the Environment is working together to address the situation and is considering changes to bear protection. According to Member of Parliament Rudolf Huliak, it is no longer the time to deal with the bears by scaring them away, endlessly testing the patience of the population and encouraging fear in the Slovak countryside. Today we had a case where a bear attacked the inhabitants of Liptovský Mikuláš in a brutal and predatory way. One person almost lost an eye. He concluded. However, both Marian Hletko, former head of the Brown Bear Intervention Team, and Erik Balázs, an ecologist from the We Are Forest initiative, objected to this. They explained that in a predatory attack, the bear wants to kill and eat the man. Such cases are extremely rare in America, according to Balázs. According to Hletko, the current situation is not helped by enticing fear and scaring on the part of the leadership of the Environment Ministry. He appeals to educate people not to go where they are not supposed to, as was the case in the tragedy in the Jemenovská Valley. In my opinion, this is the basis where the communication of the department should be directed, and not to spread fear and hatred towards bears and environmentalists, Hletko said. He added that he also considers the communication of the Slovak state nature protection to be weak. The Slovak Ministry of the Environment recalled that together with Romania, it will submit a proposal to the next meeting of the Council of Environment Ministries of the European Union to reclassify the bear to a lower category, which will allow for an effective and active intervention in the bear population. Best Slovak football players of the year. Stanislav Lobotka became the best football player of Slovakia for the first time. The SSC Napoli midfielder won the traditional Slovak Football Association poll for 2023 ahead of David Hansko and Milan Škriniar. The Peter Dubovský Award for the best Slovak football player under 21 was won by Leo Sauer. I'm grateful and I want to thank my family, my sisters, little Linda and my mother. Also to my girlfriend and agent and all the people close to me. This award also belongs to them and my teammates from the national team and the club, said the winner of the poll. Three players, Lukáš Haraslín, Robert Polievka and Denis Vavro, appeared in the top 10 for the first time. Ondrej Duda returned to it after a year's break and Juraj Kucka has the longest series of appearances in the top 10. He has been in the top 10 continuously since 2010, making his 14th appearance overall. The Peter Dubovský Award went to Leo Sauer. The Feyenoord Rotterdam striker triumphed ahead of Adam Obert and Adrian Kapralík. The winner of the previous two editions, Tomáš Suslov, finished fifth. The trio of Obert, Suslov and Kapralík also feature in last year's top five. For the duo Nino Marcelli, Leo Sauer, it is the first participation in the top five. The coach of the year was Vladimír Weiss Sr. He won the fourth time in a row and the sixth time overall. Slovakia's national coach Francesco Calzona finished second and Michal Gašparík of Spartak Trnava third. The trophy for the best female footballer of the year went to Maria Mikolajová. Up to 9 players defended their participation in the top 10 from last year. Bartovičová, Fischerová, Hmírová, Korenčiová, Mikolajová, Morálková, Škorvánková, Šurnovská and Vojteková. Diana Lemešová marked her first participation.
Never boring Slovakia.
Did you know that one of the specialties that is typical for Slovak cuisine is a little potato dumplings? It looks a little bit like gnocchi. The national dish is called brinzové halušky, which is served with brinza, a soft pressed and salted cheese made from lump sheep's cheese. In addition to brinza, the Slovak gnocchi is topped with fried bacon. Cabbage dumplings are also very tasty and popular. And there you have it, another The Slovak Snapshots podcast in the books. We hope you enjoyed this weekly adventure through the newscape of Slovakia. Remember, knowledge is power, so go ahead and impress your friends at the next gathering with your newfound facts. But hey, don't take yourself too seriously. Life's too short not to enjoy a good laugh. We'll be back next week with more stories that will keep you informed and entertained. Until then, stay curious, stay informed, and keep sharing those lovely smiles.